Chapter 3, A Tale of Two Voyages. As soon as we finished singing, start the water. These were David's instructions, and Bob was all too happy to comply. David had invited his choral group for a summer evening cruise around the harbor, and when the boat stopped in front of the Statue of Liberty, he gathered everyone at the stern deck for a rendition of the national anthem. 30-odd singers stood open-mouthed on deck harmonizing, "O'er the land of the free," they belted out, warming up to a rousing finish, "and the home of the brave." Then the deck exploded with water, dousing the entire group where they stood in their matching baby blue Bach on Board Choral Society of Grace Church Fireboat John J. Harvey t-shirts, which David had made up just for the occasion. To this day, it remains a mystery whose idea it was to soak the singers, Bob, David, or the wind. Of course, I didn't see the soaking. I only heard about it after the fact. Though I'm the one who had engaged the pumps, I did so blindly, following Bob's orders. While passengers take in the salt air, I hide in the bowels of the boat, like Oz behind the curtain, standing at my post in the engine room the whole time the boat is underway. I'm beginning to sweat diesel. It's been 3 months since my first day at the controls, and the hours I've logged show in my calloused palms and the muscles in my arms. The beauty of this old technology is how physical it is. As I swing the levers, I imagine my body memorizing the precise electrical code that triggers the correct contractions for each movement. But of course, what we think of as muscle memory actually takes place in the brain. During my first stints at the stand, I had to consider each and every response to the pilot's telegraph orders before complying. Now I don't think, I act. The commands hum straight into the brain regions that control automatic actions, the motor cortex, basal ganglia, and cerebellum. Just like a monkey, I presume. If you use your body in a physical way year after year, the body speaks back, not only in terms of sore muscles or swollen legs, but also out of know-how, writes Janet Zandi in Hands, Physical Labor, Class, and Cultural Work. This is how it went with me. I'm faster now, because of not just the repetition, but also my newfound height. At the end of my first trip at the controls back in April, Tim pulled me aside.